This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone, inaugurated and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth over 7,200 crore rupees at Motihari in East Champaran district in Bihar. The development projects are related to rail, road, rural development, fisheries, electronics and information technology sectors. Inaugurating the projects, the Prime Minister said,
जैसे दुनिया में पूर्वी देश विकास की दौड़ में आगे जा रहे हैं, वैसे ही भारत में ये दौड़ हमारे पूर्वी राज्यों का है। हमारा संकल्प है आने वाले समय में जैसे पश्चिमी भारत में मुंबई है, वैसे ही पूरब में मोतिहारी का नाम हो। जैसे अवसर गुरुग्राम में है, वैसे ही अवसर गया जी में भी बने। पुणे की तरह पटना भी, वहां भी औद्योगिक विकास हो। सूरत की तरह ही संथाल परगना का भी विकास हो। जयपुर की तरह जयपालगुड़ी, जलपाईगुड़ी और जाजपुर में भी टूरिज्म के नए रिकॉर्ड बने। बेंगलुरु की तरह वीरभूम के लोग भी आगे बढ़े।
गवर्नर आरिफ मोहम्मद खान, चीफ मिनिस्टर नीतीश कुमार, यूनियन मिनिस्टर गिरिराज सिंह, राजीव रंजन सिंह एलियस ललन सिंह, चिराग पासवान, नित्यानंद राय, सतीश चंद्र दुबे, रामनाथ ठाकुर, राजभूषण चौधरी निषाद, डेप्यूटी चीफ मिनिस्टर सम्राट चौधरी एंड विजय कुमार सिन्हा वर ऑल्सो प्रेजेंट ऑन द ओकेजन. Later in the day, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 5,000 crore rupees at Durgapur in West Bengal. A report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lay the foundation stone for Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited City Gas Distribution Project in Bakura and Purulia district of West Bengal. He will also dedicate to the nation the doubling of Purulia Kotshila rail line of length 36 km in Purulia. It will improve rail connectivity between industries from Jamshedpur, Bokaro and Dhanbad with Rachi and Kolkata, and efficient movement of goods train. Prime Minister will inaugurate two road overbridges constructed under Chetu Bhartam program at Topshia and Pandaveshwar in Pashchim Bardhwan. With Abhirup Bhattacharji from Durgapur, this is Kalyan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
India has hailed the United States' decision to designate the Resistance Front, TRF, as a foreign terrorist organization and specially designated global terrorist. The TRF, a proxy of the Pakistan-based terrorist organization Laskar-e-Taiba, has been involved in numerous terror-related activities, including the heinous attack on civilians in Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir. The Indian Navy has commissioned the first of its two indigenously designed and built diving support vessels, Nistar, at a ceremony held in Visakhapatnam today. Raksha Rajya Mantri Sanjay Seth participated in the commissioning event along with Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi, Chief of Naval Staff, and other senior dignitaries. A report.
Nistar, designed and built by Hindustan Shipyard Limited, Visakhapatnam, marks a significant milestone in India's march towards Atmanirbharata. With the participation of 120 MSMEs and incorporating more than 80% indigenous content, Nistar is a statement to India's ability to build complex ships at par with international standards. Speaking at the launch event, Raksha Rajya Mantri Sanjay Seth has said,
"Make in India, jo Pradhan Mantri Narendra Modi ji ka sankalp, us sankalp ko aapne pura kiya hai, ki Nistar एक महज एक जहाज नहीं, यह विकसित भारत के संकल्प का एक बढ़ता हुआ सबसे बड़ा कदम है।
Main roles of the vessel include undertaking deep sea diving and conducting rescue operations from distressed submarines. She is fitted with state-of-the-art systems required for saturation diving missions. Henry for Akashvani, Visakhapatnam.
India has expressed grief over the tragic loss of innocent lives and injuries sustained in the devastating fire incident that occurred in the city of Al-Kut, Iraq, on Wednesday. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, "In this difficult hour, the people of India stand in solidarity with the people of Iraq." And with that, we